To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of July, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that went on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, if you were sitting there making out your resume thinking, yep, I'm going to head on over to Google. Well, Google probably won't be looking at you. It's not because your skills aren't up to par. It's because Google isn't really hiring right now. Yeah, Google announced that it will slow the pace of its hiring for the rest of 2022. This according to an article over at Bloomberg. Actually, this is falling in line with many other tech companies. Meta, being one of the other bigger ones, are all citing the uncertain global economic outlook. Google also went on to say it would consolidate operations and streamline where investments overlap. Now, Google actually has been hiring this year. Not like they have been, though. They added 10,000 new employees to its 163,000-plus workforce, which is actually up 17% year over year. However, though, for the rest of 2022, Google will only focus on hiring for engineering, technical, and other crucial roles. Well, we've heard about those ads coming to Netflix, and now Netflix has found its partner in crime to bring you those ads. Yep, the folks over at Microsoft thought, yeah, why not? Let's jump on board with this. Announced yesterday, Netflix and Microsoft will collaborate together, and it's actually Microsoft providing Netflix the technology and sales expertise to go along with its ad-supported tier. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are, why Microsoft? Yeah, kind of thinking the same thing myself. We do know that Google and even Comcast were among the leading candidates to help out Netflix, but according to Netflix, they went with Microsoft because of its proven ability to support its customers. I'm just going to leave that one right there. Now, obviously, we know why Netflix is getting into the ad tier business. It's because of those 200,000 subscribers that actually jumped ship in the first quarter of 2022. However, though, it seems to be a lot more than 200,000. We've actually heard recently, especially those folks on Wall Street, saying that they may have lost 2 million subscribers over the past 3 months. And finally, hey, talk about finally. Finally, we know when Sega's Genesis Mini 2 is going to be launching. Yep, Sega has officially announced it's releasing its second edition of the Genesis Mini console on October 27th. And according to Sega, this version will be a heck of a lot more powerful than the hardware we actually seen in the 2019 release. It's also going to be shipping over with 50 games. And yeah, some of those will actually be Sega CD titles. However, though, don't be heading down to your local Walmart if you're in the U.S. on October 27th. You're not going to find them on the store shelves there. The Genesis Mini 2 will be available exclusively, yes, through Amazon. And if you're really gung-ho about owning it, you can actually go pre-order it now. That is, if you got the $126 to do it. Yes, I said $126. That's because the console's almost $104, and Amazon's going to charge you almost $22 to ship it to you. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there. Of course, find the official network on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.